And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 27th of October 2024. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Plymouth losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. West to southwest 4 to 6, rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southerly, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north at Sierra, rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Cyclonic at first in 40s, otherwise west or northwest, backing south or southwest later. 4 to 6, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, then backing southwest later. 4 to 6, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming southwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly, 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and west, showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly, 4 or 5 later in Seoul. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall Mallon, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 5 to 7 for a time, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in North Rockall. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 in southeast Iceland and later elsewhere. Rain or squally showers, wintry in southeast Iceland, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 26th of October. Tyree, automatic, west-northwest, 5, slight rain, 16 miles, 1012, rising. Stornoway, southwest by west, 3, recent rain, 12 miles, 1007, now falling. Lerwick, west-southwest, 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, west by south, 4, 15 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west by north, 3, 16 miles, 1009, rising. Lucas, west by south, 2, 32 miles, 1011, rising. Boomer, west-northwest, 3, slight drizzle, 22 miles, 1011, rising. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1012, falling more slowly. Sandetty light vessel, automatic, northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, northwest, 2, 1016, now falling. Jersey, north by west, 3, 11 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic, west by south, 2, 1018. Scilly, automatic, northwest, 1, 7 miles, 1018, rising. Milford Haven. West 3, 12 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Aberporth. Southwest by west, 3, slight rain, 8 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Valley. Northwest by north, 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 1015, rising. Liverpool Crosby. Northwest, 5, rain, 1900 metres, 1014, rising slowly. Valentia. North by east, 2, 13 miles, 1020, rising. Ronald's Way. Northwest by west, 4, 16 miles, 1015, rising. Malinhead. West-northwest, 5, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1015, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic. Northwest by west, 4, 14 miles, 1013, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 26th of October, 2024. The general situation. High pressure builds from the west across the south of the United Kingdom and brings light winds and fair conditions here for much of Sunday, with a brisk showery flow further north. Later Sunday, cloud and rain push eastwards across the United Kingdom as low pressure develops to the west of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally in north, then occasional rain later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West, backing southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 or 5, then backing west, 2 to 4, then south or southwest, 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bill. Northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest, 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest, veering north 2 to 4, then becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, veering north 3 to 5, then becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in far north, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in west, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Isle of Man. Northwest, backing south or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, later, rain and drizzle later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or northwest, 4 or 5, backing south or southwest, 5 to 7, then veering west, 4 or 5 later. Showers in north, fair in south, then rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, 4 or 5, backing southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest, backing west, 4 to 6, then backing south or southwest, 5 to 7 for a time. Showers, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly, 5 to 7, backing southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, then cyclonic, 2 to 4 later. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and west, becoming variable 3 or less later. Squally showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Jim Lee in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. And don't forget to put your clocks back. Good night. Ihuwa.
Today on People Fixing the World from the BBC World Service, we're heading to the polls to find out about ways that are making it easier for people to vote. We'll start in the Australian outback, where everyone is being given a chance to get involved in democracy.
This basic dish is synonymous with Australian elections. It's actually referred to as the democracy sausage here. For Neville, it's a meal that offers an opportunity for an important conversation.
We'll also hear about a situation room in Uganda that's helping people to vote peacefully, and then find out how people in Estonia are using technology to vote from anywhere.
So that was voting from a Tunis ale.
Join me, Myra Anubi, to find out about Australia's democracy sausage, voting in an ice bath, and even voting in space on People Fixing the World, right after the BBC News.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. With just over a week until the US presidential election, the former First Lady Michelle Obama has attacked the Republican candidate Donald Trump in a fiery pitch to voters. At a rally for the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris in the swing state of Michigan, Ms. Obama told supporters that a sane, stable leader was needed in the White House. Speaking after Ms. Obama, Kamala Harris also had this defiant message for her Republican rival.
Before I was vice president, I was a senator and a two-term attorney general of California, and before that, a district attorney, and before that, a courtroom prosecutor. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators, fraudsters, and repeat offenders. I took them on, and I won. Well, Michigan, in 10 days, it's Donald Trump's turn.
Mr. Trump was also campaigning in Michigan on Saturday before heading to a rally in Pennsylvania. President Biden has said Israel's attacks on Iran early on Saturday seem to have only struck military targets and that he hopes they mark the end of hostilities. The Israeli attacks have raised fears of further escalation. Here's BBC Persian's Parham Gobadi.
Iranian armed forces released a statement a few hours ago. They laid the blame on Americans to assist Israelis in this strike. And the Iranian foreign minister again reiterated that Iran has the right to defend itself and to respond to this. But it's too early, I think, to speculate whether Iran is going to take any actions to further escalate this conflict or not.
Partial results from Georgia's keenly watched parliamentary election.